Now for a vintage vignette, brought to you by Cortez Island Museum and Archives and Cortez Community Radio.
Early in 1932, it was decided that it was time to build a larger hall for the Whaletown community. The old church hall just wasn't cutting it anymore. A society was formed, garden parties were held to raise funds, materials were donated, and the work began. The second week of February in 1933, more funds were necessary, and a cabaret was held in the Gorge Harbor Lodge. Dunk Robertson and Bill Ballantyne moved the Ballantyne's piano down from Gypsy Hill via stone boat to the gorge, where it was loaded onto a log float and towed down the harbor by Dunk's boat, Seagull. The piano was never the same again, but it survived to be played at many dances until it was retired in the late 1940s. The cabaret was a big success, and by the fall of 1933, the new hall's floor had been planked, the roof was on, and a small powder room had been curtained off in one corner. The Gorge Harbor Young People's Dramatic Society organized a variety show, and the first dance was held.
Gladys Houghton Brown shares her memories of this exciting time in Whaletown history.
I don't remember whose idea it was, but we had formed a dramatic society. We called ourselves the Gorge Harbor Young People's Dramatic Society. Bill Ballantyne was the president, and I was the secretary. Anyone could join. We had a great deal of fun in this group. We all pressed for a Gorge Harbor Hall where we could give our performances and have our own dances. In no time at all, the whole community adopted the idea, and the Gorge Hall went forward in leaps and bounds. With great excitement, we put on our next show, mostly skits, songs, and dances, at our very own hall. We even provided the music. Bill Ballantyne playing the piano by ear, and I played my ukulele. There was a great crowd. People came from Squirrel Cove and from Manson's and other spots, and a good time was had by all.
The Great Depression was declared officially over when those cleaning up after the opening show and dance found a tailor-made cigarette butt, the first seen in several years.
This vintage vignette was brought to you by Cortez Community Radio and by Cortez Island Museum and Archives. If you'd like to sponsor a vintage vignette, please contact the radio at cortezradio@gmail.com or the museum at 250-935-6340.